Windsor was hosting kind of a big deal on Saturday in downtown Windsor. Ward 3 City Councilor Ronaldo Agostino is calling it a lights-out experience for downtown Windsor. It looks like more than 6,000 people visited the core Saturday for Windsor's NFL draft party and the big block party at night. Dan Hogan, along with his brother Dan and or his brother Doug from Hogan's Printing, were a big part of the downtown festivities, and he joins us now. Hey, Dan.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
A little tired. enjoyed the festivities from the start to the finish, and let's just say I was tired yesterday.
Great. Well, let's talk about the afternoon events and how did it, you know, as you were gearing up for it, you know, what kind of, you know, preparation went into this?
So probably about 5-6 years ago, we tried an event with bringing all the pros that, that made the NFL from the area, and it was quite successful. So when I sat down with Pam and Ronaldo, and we came up with a thing, well, let's get some pros here. It's an NFL weekend. Let's get some pros here. So I called Brett Robert, who's a close personal friend of mine. I coached him when he was younger, and he said, yeah, Hoagie, I'm in. And next thing you know, we got five great guys. Unfortunately, Tyrone couldn't join us. He has lots of kids, and Mama said you couldn't get away for the weekend. But we got five guys here, and the city worked hard, and NFL Canada sent us over David Montgomery. So right about noon, we walked out, introduced everybody, got them sitting down, and everybody was there, and lots of autographs and stuff, and I just kind of said, you know what, let's turn the drafts on, so let's put the sound on, and not 10 minutes into them starting signing, C.O. Johnson went 107th, he's a former Holy Name student, so it couldn't have been better. The next thing you know, C.O.'s down there signing his first autographs in Windsor, so it couldn't have worked out better. If, you know, maybe there was some divine intervention or something, but I think everybody had a great time. It was, you know, the weather held off. We were looking at the weather coming up to this event, like, what's going on? And right about 11 o'clock, the skies were absolutely beautiful. So we had lots of kids, University of Windsor, St. Clair College, Windsor Minor, a lot of high school kids, high school coaches came, ran a free clinic. So all these kids got to, you know, get some great coaching. And then we had a combine where we could run the 40 and different events that you'd see on the NFL combine. So all in all, it was a great weekend, and I really enjoyed myself doing it.
It sounds like it was really good, especially for kids, you know, for people who weren't going across to Detroit, didn't want to get into that monster mix of people that were over there, to be able to stay here and get a real taste of what was going on.
Well, that's what it's all about, Patty. If one of these kids came here and they got something from a University of Windsor coach or a St. Clair coach, and that feeds them to be football players. Football gets a lot of bad rap with the concussions and everything in that too. And, you know, on a constant basis, they're trying to improve the safety of the game and everything. But I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for the game of football. This is my 33rd year going into it. And the great thing was is we had a bunch of kids out there from Herman, and I don't know if you understand high school football, but one day a year we get on a gridiron and we want to really beat each other up and win that football game. But we came together as a day, a community, as a football community, and we really celebrated it. Like, everybody that played football was there and represented it. It was pretty exciting.
Is it still a big thing for kids, for younger kids? Is football still the game to go like it was, you know, many years ago in Windsor?
Yeah, and I believe so. But what my thing is I think football teaches teaches kids so many lessons. Like, it was great to see Brett come back and you know, watch him go on his NFL career. It was great to see Theo get drafted. But when I'm walking in the mall and I see a guy with his wife and two kids that I coached 15 years ago, and he shakes your hand and says, Coach, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for you today, I think that's what really does it. If I can help a young man or lady be successful in the future, be good contributing members of society, why wouldn't we do it? Why wouldn't we try to help out people? Football's a great game. It teaches you have to do, you know, if 12 guys are on the field and only 11 do something, the play don't work. So you have to, you know, teammanship. And not only that, let's be honest, there's times when you play the game and you just don't want to play anymore. You're beat up, you're tired, maybe it's raining, you're sweaty, but you just find that second gear to get through. And again, I love the game, and I think everybody there with that day loves the game as well.
So it really teaches you a good ethic. It's a great thing for kids to learn, not only you know, how to work with teams to do the teamwork, but also just that ethic of that work ethic of getting up and doing it.
Yeah, not just even high school football. Let's just talk about new sports. Let these kids get off the darn computer. get out there, participate. Like, I still remember coming home. We wouldn't get on the computer. I'd have to keep an eye on the streetlights because I'd have to be home by the time they were on. So it's great to have kids be able to get out and do things. And working with Pam and the mayor's office as well as Ronaldo, it was awesome to see this all come together. We only had about 3 or 4 short weeks on this. So it was great to see it come together. The Optimist Club was there doing the food. NFL Canada stepped up big with the inflatable rules and stuff. And all the community came together, Windsor Minor Football, the Ravens. I can't say enough thank you very much for being a part of it. And then people came out, and the kids seemed to just really, really enjoy themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic. Glad to hear it all came out so well, and love to know that, you know, some of the NFL players, former and current and about to be, took part in that too, because that's a big deal for kids to see it, even though most kids playing football will never reach those heights. You know what? It helps you dream.
They're role models. They're role models, yeah. And I think they understand that they're role models, and that's awesome because, you know, OJ comes walking and he goes, come on, let's go see the kiddos, man. I want to sign some autographs. I want to see the kiddos of our community. Like, he was excited legitimately to go out and meet the kids, take pictures with them, and they did everything you asked. They stood up, they took pictures with them, they autographed this, they autographed that. Our pros that came in were absolutely, and they are, professionals.
Oh, my God. Dan, thanks so much for joining us to talk more about it today.
Thank you very much, Patty, and great job again by everybody involved.
Absolutely. Thanks. That's Dan Hogan. Big part of the downtown festivities on Saturday. They had about 6,000 people for the afternoon and the evening block party as well. The afternoon draft party took place in the front yard of City Hall, and they, as you heard, had former and current NFL players. They had interactive games. They had an area to watch the draft, so you didn't have to go over to Detroit, and free football skills, the coaching clinic. And then the all-ages block party took place on Olette Avenue, featuring some live entertainment Saturday night.